Don Hahn is a Center County native and graduated from State College High in Penn State. He holds a law degree from Villanova University and is currently an attorney at Stover McLaughlin Law Firm in State College. Hahn has held numerous public service positions, including member and president of the State College Borough Council, a member of the Center Region Council of Governments, and has served on the board of directors for the Pennsylvania Municipal League and the State College Community Land Trust. Don Hahn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
First question, why do you want to be mayor?
Well, when I heard that Elizabeth Gorham, our current mayor, is planning on retiring at the end of the year, I thought that we needed to have a strong voice regarding diversity, inclusion, environment, education, to which she has been over the last 8 years.
What particular issues do you see need to be addressed in the borough?
Well, I mean, I think that, as usual, neighborhood preservation, fiscal balance, has been issues upon which I ran last three times as borough council successfully. But the mayor's duties are slightly different from that of borough council. Basically, the mayor's under the Home Rule Charter. The mayor has three duties: to preside over council meetings, to sign or veto ordinances, and to act as a ceremonial head of State College. I think that, quite frankly, I think that State College is generally in very good shape. It's one of the safest communities in the nation. There's a lot of innovation going on in borough government in terms of organics recycling. We have the largest volunteer fire company in Pennsylvania. State College also has the third largest ridership of mass transit in Pennsylvania as well, ahead of much larger communities.
Now, does that include all the free rides, basically, quote unquote, that happen on campus?
Actually, no, I don't. It does not. Basically, there is a lot of the ridership is from up and down Wapalani Drive, around okay. Martin Street. I think that generally speaking, Penn State students have been excellent in terms of utilizing the mass transit that we provide, and by and large, they're paying customers. But they certainly, and a lot of them also walk to campus. In fact, I think that State College may. At some point, has the largest number of residents, citizens, who walk to work.
We talked about student ridership, and let's go back around that a little bit. What are there any town and gown issues you think need to be addressed?
Yes, I think that during the 4 years ago when I was on council, State College was ranked by a national publication as the third best college town for students. I think the National Citizen Survey that the borough conducts every 2 years regarding both our student and non-student residents gave the borough an 87% ranking, good or excellent. While I was on council, we also elected to include a student representative. I understand, however, with respect to that, I mean, I understand it seems like the relations have deteriorated quite a bit in the last 4 years.
In what way?
Well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of friction, especially over events like the riots over the last couple last year.
Talking about like after football games, or
that's correct, as well as the death of the unfortunate death and the reaction of Penn State instituting new rules regarding the fraternities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that unfortunately these have understandably, they have increased town gown tension. And I think that now more than ever, we need to really focus in on the positive things that that unite our community. I mean, certainly the university has been a great education center, employment center, and also, frankly, the rock upon which State College was founded. But on the other hand, State College has been a great place to study. As a Penn State alum, I know that. It has been a great place to raise a family, and it's been a great place for its staff, administrators, faculty to live, as well as students. And it's been a great place also for alumni to return. And I think that we have a lot of things we can build on. We still need to recognize and to address the problems that we have. But I think that that good communications and respectful communications would be a is the will lead to excellent solutions.
Are there any pieces of regulation or legislation that during your time on the council that never got passed that you want to see passed that maybe you can have an influence as mayor?
Well, I mean, I think that, as you know, the mayor has very little positive influence on legislation. It's mostly the council. I think that the mayor's role will be to try to encourage input, people to participate in the process and make their voices known to council and to facilitate such interactions. I think that the role of the mayor as being presiding officer is to facilitate a fair and open process towards addressing the borough's issues.
Don Hahn is a candidate for mayor of the Borough of State College. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.